Morning. I can't believe the clip on my little microphone, external microphone, is broke, so I can't clip it onto me, so I have to walk down the street looking a little bit of a numpty, holding this this wire and this microphone end piece thing. Might have to order a new one of these, but I guess this is the reason why they didn't sell very well or sold cheaply, is that the little clip on the back breaks too easily. Anyway, back to the point. I'm doing this audio boom. It's about 8:05 on Saturday morning. It's really, really nice, mild morning here in Nottingham, UK. And I'm just walking up from Stenton into Nottingham City, where I'm going to grab a sandwich and head into the studio and try and convert and top and tail our PCM update video. It's going to be a motorbike go by, it's going to be very loud, so just give me a second. No, he didn't rev it as he went by, so that's not too bad. I know a few people have been asking me about where they can go to order the Nomad jackets. I know people are very keen to get one because we're only doing a limited run of 250 jackets, all unique, all one-off, all custom, all have a social media story behind them, because we're tracking as he makes it. We're going to be taking photos, video pictures, blogging, and everybody will have their own unique URL on the web for it, which will be pretty neat. And it's just simply been a time issue, because I've got a lot going on in terms of a grant application for Fibercamp, and also trying to raise 25k in 5x5k bundles, so five different sponsors for the ARC. I went into National Forest the other day and got the go-ahead that we could put it there. So I'm really determined to work on those three things, but the Nomad jacket thing is a little bit more complicated, because we could just put up a bunch of pictures and a video and an audio boo, which we've already got, and let you click on a button that signs you up to a newsletter, which we're probably going to do in the next 2 or 3 days. But ideally what we want to do is have all of the potential kit that you might want in on your jacket measured up, so you don't have to necessarily send us all the measurements for the kit you've got. We're going to take probably a bunch of votes from a newsletter form or a news contact form, ask you what you've got, we'll go off and find all the measurements of all the kit, and then we'll offer a ordering page with a drop down detailing what kit you want. Now, we're not sure, or I'm not sure, if it's going to be a case of you being able to say where you're going to put the various different, where you're going to put the various different pockets to put that kit in. The alternative might be, because he's the designer, that he will locate it where he thinks is best to put it. If we can get an interactive designer element together so you can place it on the jacket, then we'll do it. But I have a feeling there might be certain places where the things don't work. So we're pretty much going on the version 2 of the design, which we've sort of tried and tested. There is a version 3 which we're getting made in the next 2 or 3 weeks, which will change the angle of the pocket for the eye for the Apple wireless keyboard, because that, when you sit down, it sort of cramps up, and you can't put that underneath your arm any higher because you won't be able to get it out of the pocket. So there's a few little tweaks and changes and some cosmetic tweaks to make it a little bit more cleaner and make the insides look a little bit better. So I guess 2 weeks tops we will have a site with a form on it where you can select either a hoodie, the casual jacket, which is the standard jacket, or like a long trench coat kind of jacket. So there's three different styles, and then you'll be able to select from the drop downs what tech you've got, and if it's something unusual, then you'll have to send us the measurements. The next step to it is that you'll obviously have to send us your measurements, and so ideally, you need to go into some local tailor or local, get a friend locally to sort of measure around your waist and your arm length and things like that. We're going to go for a pretty close to it approximate sizing for you, and the more measurements you can give us the better, really. Jamie's been awesome, because when he's made mine, he's literally come into the studio, took a few rough measurements, and you know, pretty much within that, built it to suit. I love mine, I think it's awesome. We're also making a few different iterations on the jacket to put more press studs on it, because we think that the majority of people will want to have different tech over time, obviously, because you buy new stuff regularly, 3, 6, 12 months. And so having different panels that you can clip onto the front, and as we go to different conferences, especially in South By, I realised that there was a need for having a front clip-on pocket that had two segments in it, also a little indication to say that you were streaming, and the ability to pull off these things quickly and look at the back to see if the camera's still streaming, battery life, all that sort of stuff. So it is a growing thing. There will be the cost for the standard unique one-off jacket. We're looking at having QR codes inside it, so you can scan these QR codes, and they do various things. You can also update those from the web. It will be one of 250, so they are incredibly limited edition. We're looking at custom boxes in terms of how you get it, what it looks like when you get it, and also the experience of you following your jacket as it's being made. So literally, once you pay for your jacket, you'll be sent a bunch of details as to where you can follow the making of your jacket and its sort of distribution and its output and getting sent out to you. So it's really nice. We're also thinking that one of the things that we want to highlight by making the jackets is the cost of things, the cost of material, the cost of labour, and also how environmentally friendly is this if lots of people are buying them from the States and we're shipping them over to the States. So we're also looking at it from an angle of, if we have 5 orders in the States, that it might be better, or it might be a better suggestion that probably 5 is too small, probably 10. We have 10 people who want jackets. What might be better is that we literally go and take a 2-week vacation to a pretty central location to where the majority of those orders come from, if that's possible, buy the materials locally and get a little bit of space to be able to design them locally and then ship them locally, or get people to come to the place as he's making them for the people. And the reason for that is that, you know, we want to highlight the idea about costings. We want to highlight the idea about materials and manufacture. One of the things about the Nomad jacket and the story for me from a social media perspective is not mass producing them. Not just shipping 100,000 jackets from China to a place in a container. Obviously that would get the price down dramatically and would be a business case, great business case for making lots of money. That's not necessarily what this is all about. This is about showing local councils and entrepreneurs and local businesses about why the story of how you made it and where the materials are from is so important. Anyway, I'm coming up to the main road now, and then I'm going to be up into Lace Market. Might actually take a right up here and get to a sandwich from my favourite little sandwich shop in Hockley, and then head into the studio, edit these videos, maybe do a video to camera about the Ark, actually, because I've still not really sunk in that we have got a location to put it. The original location that me and Jerry looked at, which is perfect, absolutely perfect place. Now it's just, I feel I need to be aggressively going around to companies to find these pockets of 5k to make it happen, because really it is that signature social media project that I want to do. Scream 4 in cinemas everywhere. I haven't killed that film off yet. Right, I'll chat to you later. I'm going over to get my daughter in about 2 hours, 2.5 hours or so, I guess. So I've got a 2-hour window to get all this video stuff done. Right, later.